Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on May 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo, and contrary to popular belief, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. Instead, it commemorates the Mexican Army's victory over a powerful force of French invaders on this day in 1862. The retreat of the French troops at the Battle of Puebla represented a great moral victory for Mexico, as it showed the country could defend its sovereignty against a powerful foreign nation. Also on this day in history, in 1821, Napoleon died in exile. In 1904, baseball's Cy Young threw the first perfect game of baseball's modern era. And in 1945, during World War II, six people were killed by a Japanese bomb in Oregon. They were the first and only known American civilians to be killed in the continental U.S. during World War II. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Don't forget to watch Forged in Fire, a competition series that features world-class bladesmiths competing to create history's most iconic edged weapons. New episode airs tonight at 9, 8 Central on the History Channel. Spoken Layer.